the same. After that great sacrifice you made at Calvary, you did not leave me to make it through this life by myself. Through my struggles and my pain, and even when I break your heart, you say, my child, my love is still the same. So I say thank you with all my heart, all my soul, my mind, and with all for your goodness, Lord, that I can't explain. I say thank you for all you've done for me. As I come here today to testify of His love, things may not always be so rosy, oh, so sweet. Yet like Paul, I can say, I know the one I have believed. So I can say, Lord, thank you just the same. As we come here today to testify of His love, always be so rosy, oh so sweet. Yet like Paul, we can say, we know the one we have believed. So we can say, Lord, thank you just the same.
Something that you can thank the Lord for. What has the Lord done for you? Can you just say thank you to Him? Just say thank you, Lord.
So I say thank you with all my heart, all my soul, and with all that I have. For your goodness, my Lord, that I can't explain. I say thank you for all you've done for me. My soul, my mind, and with everything that I have, for your goodness, my Lord, that I cannot ever explain. I said thank you. I said thank you. I said thank you.
I don't know about you, but when I look around me, I see the wonders of God, God's creation. You don't have to go too far away. Just look out of the window. These beautiful plants. Even just look at your body. The intricacies of your body, the way your body functions. Can you understand it? This is something that God made. Isn't He worthy of our worship? Isn't He worthy of our praise? Indeed, Lord, tonight we just want to say you are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy.
You are worthy, oh Lord, to receive all the praise. You are worthy, for you came to die in my place. You deserve all of the glory, the honor, and the praise. Oh yes, you are worthy, oh Lord. You are worthy, oh Lord, to receive all the praise. You are worthy, for you came just to die in my place. You deserve all of the glory, the honor, and the praise. Oh yes, you are worthy, oh Lord. I feel so honored to be called by your name, for I don't deserve all your goodness and grace. You are worthy, oh Lord. No one can deny, and the creatures you made, all their needs you supply. So each day
worship you this evening, O God. There is no God like you. You are worthy of every praise we can give to you. We confess that we don't worship you enough. We don't adore you enough. Tonight, Lord, receive your worship, because you alone are worthy. Hallelujah.
Worthy, oh Lord, all creation declares that you are worthy, and no other God can compare. From the rising of the sun till the time it goes down, you'll be praised. You're worthy, oh Lord. I feel so honored to be called by your name, for I don't deserve all your goodness and grace. You are worthy, oh. Creatures you have made, all your needs you always supply. So each day of my life, I will bow down and I'll say, oh yes, you are worthy, oh Lord. I feel so just to be called by your name, for I don't deserve all this goodness and grace. You are worthy, oh Lord. No one can deny, and the creatures you have made, all your needs
each day of my life, I will bow down and I'll say, oh yes, you are worthy, oh Lord. Oh yes, you are worthy. You deserve all the glory.
Oh yes, you are worthy.
You deserve all the honor.
Oh yes, you are worthy.
You are God, there is no other. Isn't our God worthy? He's such an awesome God. If anybody says there's no God, then they must be blind. Do you agree? It's only blind people who cannot see the things around them who may probably say there's no God. But if you have eyes to see the things around you, and even to the kind of experiences that God takes you through. Sometimes, maybe you may be sitting here and you're saying, you don't know what I'm going through in my life. When you hear of some other people's experience, you will thank God for what you have. But I can assure you that God hasn't forgotten about you. He has a plan for your life. All you have to do is just to remain faithful to Him. Several years ago, when I was in this country, I was doing my master's. And when I finished, I was about to go home. And I was asking myself, okay, now when I go back, what am I going to do? I'm going to start job hunting and all that. So I started praying about it. And then I think just the next morning, I was having my quiet time. And I normally use the daily bread. And for those of you who use the daily bread, you know there's always a passage and then there's an illustration. And this illustration was about trusting God for your future. And it described a little boy who was walking along with the mother. And he seemed so happy. He was jumping along and all that. And so a friend who knew the mother was coming towards them, and he saw them and said, wow, little boy, you must be so happy. Where are you going? You know the little boy's answer? He said, I don't know. I don't know where I'm going. All I know is that my hand is in my mother's hand, and wherever I'm going, I mean, I'm following her. And that was the message that I needed. I didn't know what I was going to do. But so long as my hand was in my God's hand, there's no way He's going to lead me astray. I don't know what your experience is tonight. Maybe you are going through a very difficult time. I just want to assure you to keep your hand in your Father's hand. Because the moment you remove your hand, you can be sure that the enemy will come and take the place of God's hand. And He will lead you astray. Don't ever take your hand out of God's hand. In fact, He won't do that unless you decide to do that. This is a story about a little boy. I pray that you take inspiration from it. The little boy. No, hello. Sorry.
Just going with my dad.
Oh.
Once I met a little boy walking with his dad. He skipped along so happily by his side. So I asked him, my little boy, where are you going today? And with no hesitation, he replied. Once I met this little boy, he was walking with his dad. He skipped along so happily by his side. So I asked him, my little boy, where are you going today? And with no hesitation, he replied, I don't know where I'm going or what I'm going to do. I don't even know the way I'm gonna go. All I know is my hand is in my daddy's hand, and so long as I don't stray, he'll lead me there. I don't know where I'm going or what I'm going to do. I don't even know the way I'm gonna go. All I know is my hand is in my daddy's hand, and so long as I don't stray, he'll lead me there. Like that little boy, I want to be a long life's pilgrim way. Though doubts and fears may seem to crowd my way, because my life is in your hands, and you are my strength and stay. Wherever you may lead me, I can say, like this little boy, you ought to be a long life's pilgrim way. The doubts and fears may seem to crowd your way, because your life is in his hands, and he is your strength and stay. So wherever he may lead you, you can say, I don't know where I'm going or what I'm going to do. So long as I don't stray, he'll lead me there. I don't know where I'm going or what I'm going to do. I don't even know the way I'm gonna go. All I know is my hand is in my daddy's hand, and so long as I so long as I don't stray, he'll lead me there. And so long as you don't stray, he'll lead you there. And so long as I don't stray, he'll lead me there. And so long as I don't stray, he'll lead me there. And so long as I don't stray, he'll lead me there.
Whom have I in heaven? The one previously, sorry about that. Whom have I in heaven? And there is nothing on earth that I desire besides thee. That is what the psalmist said. Is that your heart's desire? God is looking out for you tonight. He's ever ready with open arms to receive you.
Whom have I, Father, in heaven but thee? And there's none on earth here that I desire besides thee. It's you that I long for, it's you that I need. For you never slumber and you never sleep. All flesh and blood may fail, but you remain just the same. You are my portion, and forever you'll be. All flesh and blood may fail, but you remain just the same. You are my portion, and forever you'll be. Sometimes I wonder why you picked me, when all I've done, Lord, is to crucify thee. So just as I am, Lord, take all of me. Make me your servant, and I shall be free. All flesh and blood may fail, but you remain just the same. You are my portion, and forever you'll be. All flesh and blood may fail, but you remain just the same. You are my portion, and forever you'll be. Just as the deer pants for waters and streams, so my soul thirsts, Lord, for no one but thee. So just as I am, Lord, take all of me. Make me your servant, and I shall be free. All flesh and blood may fail, but you remain just the same. You are my portion, and forever you'll be. All flesh and blood may fail, but you remain just the same. You are my portion, and forever you'll be. You all flesh and blood may fail, but you remain just the same. You are my portion, and forever you'll be. You are my portion, you are my all. You are the one I adore.
You are my portion.
There's no one in heaven, no one on earth but you, Jesus.
Is God your portion? Is God your all? Before you leave here tonight, do you want to make God your all? Hallelujah. There was a time when I was trusting God for something, and I heard a song being played. You know, before that, I had actually, you know, prayed to God for something, and he had done it for me. And so I heard the song playing. He said, "I made it." And this was at the end of year, you know, watch night service in my church. And a group sang the song, "I Made It." And I looked at myself, I said, if I made it, it's only because he did it. Because that year I had been through so many challenges in my workplace. But God had delivered me out of it all. And so afterwards I wrote this song and said, Lord, you did it. All the glory belongs to you. Tonight, I don't know whether God has done something for you. Can you say, Lord, you did it? Maybe you think he hasn't done it for you. You think God has left you. But you wait till God really leaves you, and then you tell the difference. And you will know that he never leaves us. Wherever you are coming from, whatever you experience tonight, God has been doing something in your life. And if only you will acknowledge it, you will put the devil to shame. Hallelujah. He did it.
Once upon a time, with troubles all around, in the midst of trials and heaviness of heart, with every passing day, new trials came our way, but I knew my Savior was always by my side. In the midst of all my fears, I knew that I could trust the God who cares, and he would always make a way for me. Now I can testify, he did it, for he was by my side.
God did it
by his mighty power.
He did it.
He heard my every cry. Oh, what a faithful God we serve.
He did it.
For he was by my side.
God did it.
By his mighty power.
He did it.
He heard my every cry. Oh, what a faithful God we serve. Now I can surely say, oh, let come all that may, he'll be there beside you. He'll take you by the hand, and when the road is rough and life so very tough, that's when he carries you. He'll take you to the end,
And even when you are afraid, you can trust the name above all names. He makes a way right in the nick of time. Then you can say with me,
He did it.
He was by my side.
God did it.
By His mighty power,
He did it.
He heard my every cry. Oh, what a faithful God we serve. For He was by my side. God did it. By His mighty power, He did it. He heard my every cry. Oh, what a faithful God He said. He did it. He did it for me. Faithful God, never changing God,
we serve.
Hallelujah.
What a faithful God we serve. Tonight, I don't know if you have ever invited the Lord into your heart, but this last section, I've captioned it, You Need Jesus. I don't know what your situation is. Maybe somebody invited you here tonight. Maybe you are even a member of this church. But have you actually prayed and asked the Lord into your heart? And have you taken it so seriously that you can see a change in your life? There's going to be a day of reckoning. In case you don't know, just like how when you give, how many of you are teachers here? Is there any teacher here? Okay. So you teach, you spend all your time teaching, and then at the end of the exam, at the end of the term, what do? You test the children to see whether they have been wasting your time or not. But God doesn't want us to fail this particular exam. And so He's making opportunity for each and every one of us to accept Him into our hearts. I don't know what is going on through your mind. Maybe you're also saying, do you know the challenges I'm going through? Do you know, you know, where my background is? You know, you're asking all sorts of questions. Forget about all the questions you have tonight. There's one message that I have for you, is that God loves you. He loves you so much it hurts. So much that He had to send His Son Jesus Christ to come and die on the cross. Then that is a death that, mind you, you and I should have died. But He died for us. He paid that debt on the cross, just so that you and I can have life. So that one day we'll spend eternity with Him. Because you know what? The other option is that we'll spend it with the devil. How many of you want to spend it with the devil? How many? Anybody here? Wonderful. So nobody wants to spend eternity with the devil, because it will be an awful eternity. But tonight, you can make the change. My next song says, "Where would I be if Jesus hadn't come? Where would I be? Where would you and I be?" If he hadn't died to set me free, if he hadn't saved my weary soul from sin, if I hadn't opened up and let him in, oh yeah, tell me, where would I be? If he hadn't died to set me free, if he hadn't saved my weary soul from sin, if I hadn't opened up and let him in, oh yeah, tell me, where would I be? Many years ago, I thought you'd be as good as gold. I thought that that would save my soul.
Save my soul.
I didn't have to fly. I tried so hard to tell no lie, but I could not achieve my goal.
Could not achieve my goal.
And someone came along and said, "My friend, you've tried too long. You never make it on your own. There's only one I know, and he's the one who died to save your soul.
Save your soul."
So if he hadn't died to set me free, if he hadn't saved my weary soul from sin, if I hadn't opened up and let him in, oh yeah, tell me, where would I be? So you and you and you and you and you and you out there, don't you try and try in vain. May not know that man, or maybe you're just having fun, or your life may be so full of pain. But I've got news for you, there's still a lot of hope for you, so you don't need to be afraid. Just open up your heart and say, "Lord Jesus, come in today." So if he hadn't died to set me free, if he hadn't saved my weary soul from sin, if I hadn't opened up and let him in, oh yeah, tell me, where would I be? If he hadn't died to set me free, if he hadn't saved my weary soul from sin, if I hadn't opened up and let him in, oh yeah, tell me, where would I be? If he hadn't saved my weary soul from sin, if I hadn't opened up and let him in, oh yeah, tell me, where would I be? If he hadn't died to set me free, if he hadn't saved my weary soul from sin, if I hadn't opened up and let him in, oh yeah, tell me, where would I be? If he hadn't died to set me free, if he hadn't saved my weary soul from sin, if I hadn't opened up and let him in, oh yeah, tell me, where would I be? If he hadn't died to set me free, if he hadn't saved my weary soul from sin, if I hadn't opened up and let him in, oh yeah, tell me, where would I be? Where would I have been? when I was a little girl, several years ago, and how many of you are above, you know, 45, 50, thereabouts, yeah? Okay. Is there any of you who reads without glasses? Wow, you are blessed. If you are above 50 and you read without glasses, I mean, not to say that the rest of us are not blessed. We are all blessed. But I remember when I was young and I saw my mom trying to read something from a booklet, and I saw her, you know, doing this. I'm sure those of you who are not using glasses, you've been doing this. You know, you push the book far away. And so I saw my mother doing that, and I asked her, "But mommy, why are you pushing the book far away?" And she said, "Because I can't see when I bring it close to my eyes." And I was like, "But if you can't see, I mean, to my little mind, doesn't it make sense to bring it closer to your eye?" And my mom just smiled and shook her head and said, "You will grow up." And then, some years down the line, I found myself one day doing the same thing. And my little boy asked me the same question I asked my mother some years back. And then I remembered, I said, "Wow, I can't believe that it's so soon. I've also grown up and I've had my children. And here are they asking me the same question I asked my mother, what looks like, you know, so long ago." But yet it's, I mean, I was shocked. And I said, "Wow, life is short." Because if, I mean, within this time which looked like so short to me, I have grown up and had children, then life really must be short. And then there was another thing which used to bother me, seeing, you know, today you see somebody here, the next day you ask, "Oh, he's no more, he's gone." And so this whole thing about life used to perplex me a bit. And so when I grew up and, you know, I began to understand it all, I put it in a song entitled "Life is Short." And I'm going to sing this song to you now. As I sing this song, I just want you to think about your life. Maybe you are very young and you are looking at your mom and your dad and you're saying, "It's going to be a long time before I get to this age and start having the wrinkles and the gray hairs and all that." But I tell you, it's not that long. But the most important question you should even ask yourself, who guarantees you tomorrow? The young child can die. A grown-up can die at any time. Haven't you heard of it? I mean, somebody is here today and tomorrow he's gone. What happened? He slept and he didn't wake up. This is not to scare you, but that is the reality of life. And so the most important thing, I mean, if you know you are going somewhere, I mean, you just have to prepare. Because the best place you can ever be, I mean, when a Christian dies, there's no need to fear. Because you know that he has somewhere to go. There's wonderful eternity. You know, I'm sure you little ones like angels. When you see angels, you like dressing like angels and all that. But one day, if you accept the Lord into your heart today and you go to heaven, you're going to see angels face to face. Would you like to see an angel face to face? Anybody here wouldn't like to see an angel? You wouldn't like to see one? Well, you want to see one? Good. So you can give your life to Jesus. Tell Jesus to come into your heart. And when you die, or if you don't die and you are here and the rapture occurs, you will meet Jesus with all the angels around them. You'll be an angel yourself, flapping your wings. Hallelujah. Life is short. It was but yesterday you were a baby, but so soon you are growing too. And before you know it, you've become a lady.
or a man with children too, then your health and strength begin to fail you. And you say, now what shall I do? Because the days and years you may have wasted, maybe memories haunting you. So you see, my brother, that life is so short. It passes so quickly and soon it's gone. You just have one life to live on earth. So remember your Creator while you have breath. So you see, my brother, that life is so short. It passes so quickly and soon it's gone. You just have one life to live on earth. So remember your Creator while you have breath. With a loved one and say, see you tomorrow. Tomorrow comes, but they say he's gone. They tell you your friend has left you in sorrow, and your world comes crashing down. Life is just like a little flower. Today it's here, tomorrow it's gone. So don't just chase after riches and power, 'cause they'll fail you when time is done. So you see, my brother, that life is so short. It passes so quickly and soon it's gone. You just have one life to live on earth. So remember your Creator while you have breath. So you see, my brother, that life is so short. Passes so quickly and soon it's gone. You just have one life to live on earth. So remember your Creator while you have breath. So you see, my brother, that life is so short. It passes so quickly and soon it's gone. You just have one life to live on earth. So remember your Creator while you have breath. So you see, my brother, that life is so short. It passes so quickly and soon it's gone. You just have one life to live on earth. So remember your Creator while you have breath. So you life, see, is short. Life is so very short.
You just have one life to live on earth. So remember your Creator while you have breath.
So we have one life to live on earth. Before you know it, it's come and gone. So make the most of it while you can, because life is so very, very short.
Remember your Creator.
Remember your Creator.
Remember your Creator.
Life is so short. Oh yes, life is so short.
Remember your Creator.
Life is so short.
Remember your Creator.
Oh yes, life is so short. Hallelujah. I want to do my very last song, and this time I want to do a hymn. I love hymns. This particular hymn,
I'm going to do, you all know it, what a friend we have in Jesus. But I'm going to do it in a different way, with a different tune. Tonight, I want to pray that before you leave this place, if you haven't done so already, you want Jesus to be your friend. How many of us want Jesus to be our friend? Wonderful. So tonight, don't leave here without making Jesus your friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. He's the best friend I've ever had. I can assure you of that. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and our griefs to bear. What a privilege. Everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit, and oh, what needless pain we bear. And it's all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never, never be discouraged. Just take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend who is so faithful and who will all of our sorrows share? Jesus, he knows our every weakness, so take it to the Lord in prayer. Heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care. Precious Savior, he's still our refuge, so take it to the Lord. Do thy friends they despise and forsake you, just take it to the Lord in prayer, in His arms He'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a soul is there. Can we find a friend who is so very faithful and who will all of our sorrows share? Jesus, He knows your every weakness, so take it to the Lord in prayer. Do the friends, do they despise and forsake thee? Just take it to the Lord in prayer. His arms He will take and He'll shield you. Thou wilt find a solace there. Thou wilt find a solace there. Amen. I just want us to bow our heads for a short prayer. And as we pray, it's between you and God at this moment. If you feel a need for the Lord, just raise your hands and bring it down. It's just between you and God. All eyes are closed. If you want to make a decision, just raise your hands and just bring it down. Just God just wants to see your hand. Just raise it up and bring it down. I just want each and every one of us to pray. Maybe you've already given your life to the Lord, but you know that you are not living the way God would want you to live, in line with the Word of God. He's ever ready, ever willing to forgive. So just pray and ask God to forgive you and ask Him to give you the strength to be able to go on, so that from today you will live a victorious Christian life. We all don't know when the second coming of Christ will be, but we need to be ready. And so tonight, ask the Lord to give you the strength to live for Him day by day, to overcome the temptations in your life, so that when that trumpet sounds, you'll be raptured along with the righteous ones into heaven. Just pray and pour out your heart to God tonight. Father, we thank you so much for this time. We thank you for your word which has come to us in song. Tonight you know the heart's cry of your people. You know the prayers that they are praying. You are the only one who hears them. And you are God who answers prayer. So Lord, I know that tonight you're going to minister to each and every one. Father, if there's anybody here who wants to give, is giving their life to you for the first time, Father, your angels in heaven are rejoicing. If there's anybody here who has done that before but has gone back, like the prodigal son, they are coming back to you, and the angels are rejoicing as well. Father, we pray that each and every one of us will be strengthened to overcome the temptations so that we will live a victorious life and win more souls for you. If there's any need on any heart tonight, Lord, you know it. We pray, Lord, that you meet that need. We pray for healing for each and everyone here. Anyone who may be suffering from any sickness, Lord, tonight stretch forth your hands and bring healing our way in Jesus' name. Whatever the hearts cry, O God, may you answer so that we shall hear the testimonies to the glory of your name. Thank you, Lord. We give you all the praise and all the adoration in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you very much.